Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and welcome to another edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's here on a hump day. Is it really a hump day? I mean, it's a Wednesday. I guess so. Hope you have New Year's Day off. I'll be here mañana, but we still have 3 hours to do here. Here I sit in my customary time slot, 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 out there on the East Coast. I'm walking here. Wherever you might happen to be. Over there in England, where I'm a massive star on the continent, on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you are in the military listening on AFN, I'm a fan of you. Thanks for keeping us and our allies safe. You stay safe and hope to see you at home very, very soon. And always a special shout out to the brave men and women in uniform at this time of year when you get probably a little bit extra homesick around the holiday period. Many ways to listen to this show if you're not by an affiliated terrestrial radio station. Remember, the extraterrestrial stations, that's for the aliens. But you can go to some apropos applications. You can go to the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Also on your TV sets, 35 million homes get the Cable Radio Network Channel 2. That's CRN Digital Plus 2 as we stream through there 24/7 as we do. Through our homepage, the website, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live, and email to rick at sportsbyline.com, S-P-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E.com. Also, how about you can check us out on the social media, the Facebook fan page, Tittling Sports with Rick Tittle, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Jan Wall, the film critic extraordinaire, is going to join us this first hour. We moved things up, of course, for the holidays. We've got some international guests as well in England, in Sweden, and right here in the good old US of A as well. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. It works coast to coast and all over. 1-800-878-7529. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR, subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated, 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618, NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on AFN. It's our pleasure. We're waiting on Jan, but let's start off with our first guest. That is Captain Tristan Lorraine. He joins us from England. His new documentary, which he's directed, is called Everybody Flies, and it's about the air quality that we all have to breathe when we fly on airliners. And Captain, thanks for joining us. I understand you're calling us from West Sussex. Is that correct?
I am, and I'm really delighted to be on the show because, you know, I trained as an airline pilot in the Bay Area, so it's great to be on.
Very cool. And you're in Horsham. Isn't that Catherine Howard's hometown?
I'm not sure about that, but it's a cold day over here, I tell you.
When did it, just before we get into this, you were with British Airways for a long time. When I was a kid, it was BOAC, or as my English friends say, better off on a camel. When did it go from BOAC to BA?
Yeah, so that was the long-haul division, and about 1970, they merged the both of them to create British Airways and made it a public company.
All right, and so I think it's fascinating that you have a you had a career as a airline captain and then sort of retrained as a director. When did you get the idea to put a film like this together, Captain?
Well, when I was ill health retired in 2006, I thought I've got a story I've got to tell people. So I thought, well, I'll go and retrain as a filmmaker and try and make films about this issue. And that's kind of how the journey started. It wasn't planned to be that way.
And I understand our buddy film critic Jan Wall. Janny, you're with us now.
Yes, a little tech problem there, but good to talk to you all. What a fascinating story this movie is, and something we can all relate to. Did you get in trouble for making this movie?
Not at all. You know, it was actually a lot of labor organizations around the world that helped, donate money to the film to get it made. And many of those are in the United States, you know, like the Transport Workers Union and people like that, because they thought, this story has to be told.
Well, I know that you have been awarded at the House of Lords for this. You also are a spokesman for the Global Cabin Air Quality Executive. I mean, way before the pandemic, we always heard You know, we were kids, you could smoke on the back of airplanes, and then you just think about how much bad air is being recirculated through that plane. And then now with the pandemic, where are we right now with the quality on an average flight, Captain?
Well, it's really interesting you mention that because, so in essence, what a lot of your listeners may not be aware of is that when they're sitting on an airplane, the air they're breathing is originating in the engines. And that air gets contaminated with engine oils or hydraulic fluids, which contain many hazardous products. And originally, when they first started doing this in the kind of the 60s onwards, as you say, people smoked on airplanes, so it was kind of masked. And when the smoking ban came in the late 80s, early 90s, people started to say to themselves, hang on a minute, what's this strange smell I'm getting? And that's, and by early 90s, you know, the flight attendants in the United States were already complaining to Congress about this problem. So the problem was born, you know, many, many decades ago. And then obviously they decided to save more money. They would recirculate some of the air. Now the recirculated air gets filtered for bacteria and viruses. But the problem we're dealing with is all the air originates from the engines, and it's getting contaminated with these oils and hydraulic fluids. And what the passengers are not aware of is if you pick up a can of these oils, it says, suspected of causing cancer, neurological problems, do not breathe this heated product. So why aren't we filtering the air? Why aren't we having sensors on airplanes?
You're saying it's still like this?
Absolutely. There's only one airplane flying today that doesn't provide this unfiltered air from the engines, and that's the Boeing 787, the Dreamliner. And Boeing, to their credit, you know, have redesigned it to be, you know, so the air is fantastic. But every other airplane, you know, people are boarding these airplanes, and you're asked to pay for a seat or, you know, to take on baggage or a meal or a coffee, but nobody says to passengers, hey, would you pay a quarter to actually be provided with clean air to breathe? And by the way, whilst you're on this airplane, we've no idea what the air quality is because we're not measuring it. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous.
A couple more questions for Captain Tristan Lorraine about the movie Everybody Flies. I'm glad I did take a Dreamliner to London last year, now that you mention it. But why? This is a naive question, perhaps, but why are the engines involved in the air circulation? I would think that that's something that would, even back in the 30s, they would avoid.
Well, it's a great question because in the dawn of the jet age, they didn't use air from the engine. So any of your listeners who used to fly on planes like the Boeing 707 or DC-8, the original jet airliners, they didn't allow this to happen because they knew in the early 50s they had a problem with this. But then the British and the French decided to introduce the taking the air from the engines. It's called bleed air in the industry. So they introduced this problem, and the American aerospace industry was now at a commercial disadvantage. So they then copied them, and, you know, that's the way it's been. And because people smoked, nobody really realized. But it's already 20 years now since the Australian Senate had a year-long investigation in this and concluded this was a health and flight safety issue. And if that isn't enough, there are departments in the world that investigate air accidents or incidents, and there's now 50 recommendations and findings around the world relating to this problem, but it's still not getting fixed.
And the pilots themselves, they breathe the same air, right?
Absolutely, and we've had cases of pilots who've been either impaired or, as we show in the film, totally incapacitated. So, you know, your passengers board an airplane, and yes, air travel is the safest form of travel, and we all need airplanes. You know, it's vital to the world economy. But what we need is to be filtering the air that passengers are being breathed because, you know, you've got to think of the weak denominator. What about the pregnant passenger who boards the airplane? They should not be breathing this stuff, you know. And when there are these events and people get these exposures, airlines don't tell passengers, oh, by the way, we exposed you to these hazardous chemicals. They don't ring you up and check out, you know, a month later or 5 years later how you are. So that's why we're making the films to try and galvanize public opinion to say to the airlines, look, please, filter the air and let us breathe clean air all the time.
One last question for you, and that is it something that can be altered, or do you have to scrap these entire fleets? Because that's not going to happen. I mean, do you have to redesign the plane, or can you just put a filter in and do it that way?
A great question. There's a company in America called PAL Aerospace, They've designed a new total filtration system, which they're hoping to flight test, you know, this year. And that will be a solution that airlines can put in there. But ultimately, these airlines who buy or lease these airplanes, you know, they don't want to be contaminating their people. They should be going to the aircraft manufacturers like Boeing and Airbus and saying, hey, you've got to stop providing us with, you know, defective product. You know, we want people to be breathing clear, so please pay and fit these filters. And we're talking like $50,000 to filter the air on an airplane. It's nickel and dime for the aerospace industry.
That's Captain Tristan Lorraine. He has directed the new documentary, Everybody Flies, disclosing never-before-seen scientific facts and personal testimonies relating to this controversial issue of cabin air quality around the world. Captain, congratulations on the film. It's very important.
Thank you very much, Captain.
All right, good stuff. And, Jenny, think about all those flights we've been on and sucking in that air.
Jeez. I mean, yeah, I've flown all over the world and through work, and holy cow. Long flights.
Let's go from West Sussex with our next guest. We'll go up to Sweden with the director of a new film called Alive. I'm Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. Come on back on Sports.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore. Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and film critic Jan Wall with you, coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. We now go to Sweden and joined by director Jimmy Olsen. He has a new short film called Alive, which has been very well received. Jimmy, welcome to the show. Where are you in Sverige? Are you in Stockholm or up in Lapland? Where are you?
Thank you. I'm in Stockholm, yes.
Just a real quick question. The film Alive, I mean, we had the Uruguayan rugby team plane crash movie Alive. We have the Korean zombie movie Alive. What's that like when you have a name of a film that is the name of other films? Is that a problem, or is that something that's not that big of a deal?
No, it's not that big of a deal yet. You know, my film, I think it came out a couple of months earlier than the horror film, but I've seen on YouTube my name has, you know, been in the same vicinity of the horror film. I don't know. It's not a big deal.
Motion. I mean, I'm a film critic, and I do a lot of studying about how people promote their movies. So now you've got a movie that's already well known in other areas. Yeah. Why not?
I guess that could be good. And I remember the film from '93, the plane crash one.
Right.
And that's good. But yeah, I felt the name was, for my film, was it's hard with titles, but that came quite quickly.
Let's talk about the film. It is the protagonist, Victoria, is disabled, yearning for intimacy. And where do we go from there?
Well, yeah, she wants the same thing that, you know, able-bodied people want. And there's, in the start of the film, there's a scene with her caregiver, Ida, and her boyfriend. And something sparks inside of her when she sees them. And, yeah, she wants the same thing. She wants love and intimacy, but she doesn't really think that anyone would want her because she's disabled. And there's a problem with able-bodied people perhaps seeing disabled people differently because they look differently, they speak differently, and act differently. But inside, you know, their feelings inside are exactly the same, I think.
Wow. So was it a big casting issue to find the leading lady, or did you go through disabled?
In the beginning, it was quite difficult because in Sweden, Stockholm, we don't have that many professional disabled actors. And this character, she's not born disabled. She's been through this accident. So I went along and actually I saw a few disabled actors. They didn't quite fit the character that, you know, what I wanted. So I got into contact with Eva Johansson, and she's a real character actress, and she's been doing a lot of theater. And we did, you know, we did an audition with Madeline Martin as well, and we did a lot of, you know, rehearsals, and we did a lot of research and stuff for several weeks. It was a bit hard in the beginning, but then, you know, when I found Ava, it was, no, this is perfect.
And what is your disability?
She's got aphasia and brain weariness.
I see.
So I know in Hollywood today where it's so, I don't know if you want to call it woke PC, whatever it is, but if you cast a movie here, a disabled person, and it's an able-bodied, fantastic actress, there will be backlash. How could you give this to someone who's not this, you know, how could a Hispanic play a white or a white play a Hispanic? Was that sort of in the back of your mind when you were casting?
It's been in the back of my head, but since the character isn't born disabled, I thought it's better for me to have someone that is the right fit, character-wise, rather than having, in this case, a disabled person from the beginning who isn't the right fit, just visually the right fit. So, yeah, I'm aware it could backlash, but I stand firm.
Yeah. You know, last year at the Tonys, a woman in a wheelchair won a Tony for supporting actress in Oklahoma. Do you know about that? Yeah, it's all possible.
Obviously, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like as you wrote the film as well? We should point that out. And I know that shorts are kind of your genre. You like the short version instead of maybe the feature length. But when you write it and direct it, this is really your baby, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wrote it really quickly. I was listening to this podcast where I heard this story, and I wrote it in Munich Airport in like 90 minutes,
wow,
the first half.
Wow.
So that was too quick. So I wasn't sure if it was any good. But when we started to treat the text and work with it, I quickly found out that with these actresses, I think I can make some really, really good stuff out of it. And, you know, yeah, shorts have been my genre, but I do want to climb up to do a feature. But it's not that, you know, it's quite difficult to finance features, at least in Sweden anyway. But that's my goal, of course, to make features.
Is Ingmar Bergman sort of a role model for filmmakers there? I mean here
not
you have this...
Not anymore.
Uh-huh.
Ingmar Bergman is a god to me. I actually met him the year before he passed, and they have this Bergman week every year on this island where he lived, and I got to meet with him for a few minutes, and that was nerve-wracking, but it was good, and he was a nice guy for those couple of minutes we spoke. And yeah, so him, Ingmar Bergman, and the late Russian filmmaker Andrei Tarkovsky are heroes of mine. But these days, well, of course, people have heard of Ingmar Bergman and ABBA, but they don't really get inspired by them. They are inspired by more modern filmmakers in Sweden, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about Tarkovsky, especially in those Soviet days, that really, that really spoke to you?
I would say it's pure cinematic poetry. I don't really get everything when I watch. He made seven features. I've seen every single feature, and I've seen his school films. There's a tone he touches in me when he makes a movie, and it's visually striking, and the scripts aren't really conventional in any sense, but they are the imagery. It's poetry, and if you're into poetry, by any means, it's perfection.
Wow, it's amazing. You know, Sweden is known for being a little dark, and the suicide rate and this and that, but here it sounds like your film is uplifting in a way.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah.
Well, we do care. We do like darkness because it's dark like 9 months a year here. I think we are like the Finnish people, like the Norwegian and the Danes. We are. We tend to like darker stories, but on the other hand, we are all also influenced by the older British humor, the black humor, the black comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to try to mix those genres a little bit. So I always try to put some comedy in my films and have some. And in this film, I wanted to have an uplifting ending. Otherwise, it would be pure hell, wouldn't it?
That's Jimmy Olsen, the writer and director of the short film, Oscar-eligible, Alive. Jimmy, congratulations on the film. Tusen Tag.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Guten Tag.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Jen. One of my grandfathers born and raised in Denmark.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah. Have you been?
Many times, yes. I still have relatives there. I'm one of those Danish Americans.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting. I've been there. But you know, they love jazz there. They love American jazz in Denmark.
Have you ever been to Solvang?
Yes, in California.
Yeah. It's a Danish little, it's a little Danish
yeah.
town. And, it's quite fetching.
All right. It is fetching. Boy, there's a word I haven't heard.
We will be joined by veteran actor Tom Boer on the other side. Jan Wall and Rick Tittle, come on back on Sports Byline.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. We're waiting on Tom Bower. When we get him, we'll throw him in. Rick Tittle with film critic Jan Wall. And Jan, how do you go about compiling your best movies of the year? Do you do it with a calendar year, or you do it more like the Oscars in the spring?
They're both kind of the same. I mean, I mostly think of what meant something to me, what had everlasting kind of impact during the year, and what I enjoyed. You know, right now we need to fill our hours with something of value. And so I think of that and what I really dug, you know. And fortunately, really good things come out at the end of the year, like The Prom and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. So those two things just came out at the end of the year. So sometimes they make it easy for me. But yeah, I'm always looking, and then I'll go back and I'll see my reviews during the beginning of the year in the middle. But, you know, that one John Leguizamo did, I loved about chess, you know, the chess teacher.
Yeah.
Remember when we interviewed him, Ricky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that was one of my favorite interviews we've ever done. John Leguizamo. People should just look him up and just get his last movie and then get also everything he's ever done.
Let me ask you this, because when my Sunday night video game show, when I'm doing my list of top 10 games of the year, I have to not just think about what I like, because, you know, there are games in areas that I don't have any interest, but I still have to judge. How hard is that for you to, you know, judge maybe movies or documentaries you're not interested in, but you still want to see them for what they are?
I don't really trip that way. I don't even think that way. I just think of what I like, and often the audience follows me, like the Mae West documentary, Mae West Dirty Blonde, co-produced by Bette Midler, that came out this year. So there's a whole lot of good things, and I really don't think of what you... I mean, I just can only go off my own heart and my own mind and my own taste.
The other day I was watching this movie on... Prime or Net. I always get Prime and Netflix confused, but it was called Motherless Brooklyn. It was written and directed by Ed Norton, and it had a whole cast of good stars in it. And it was funny to me. It was a movie that I didn't think was that great, and I didn't like the plot, but because it was Ed Norton, I watched it anyway. You know how you get a thing like you like the actor or the actress and you put up with the dumb story.
Exactly. That's a problem I had this year with Mank about Herman Mankiewicz. Is I love Gary Oldman. I could watch Gary Oldman read the yellow pages, you know. But I agree with you about Edward Norton, and that movie is not successful, but it is got real film noir elements, and he is always worth seeing. Ed Norton is just a completely underrated actor. And I kind of think he likes it like that. He doesn't. I got to spend a day with him once promoting some movie, something where he was remarkably good as a guy who goes from being kind of an okey to a crazy killer.
American History X?
No, another one. But,
Fight Club?
You know, Ed Norton. No, not Fight Club, but I want to say something with lawyer in it.
Okay,
I'm sorry, but he's a marvelous actor.
You really think he's underrated? I thought he was very highly regarded.
People know him? Yeah, I think he is. But when we walked around together during this promotion, he really didn't want to sign autographs. He wasn't really great with people, but, you know, he's such a fine actor. And, you know, as Bogart once said, all I owe the public is a good performance. And so possibly he just didn't want to relate with people.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah.
We do have veteran actor Tom Bower with us. He is the co-star of Two Ways Home. We were lucky enough to have the director Ron Vignoni and Tom's co-star Tana Frederick on a couple of weeks ago. It is available. It just came out yesterday. Video on demand from Gravitas Ventures. Tom, welcome to the show. And I was just looking at the litany of films and projects you've done since the 70s. And I always ask actors this who have such a prolific file. Do you ever sit at home and change channels one night and see yourself and say, I forgot I did that?
It gets worse than that, you know. Once I was coming out of the shower and I heard this strange voice coming from me, and I wasn't quite sure if I was in the room, but I had left the television on, and it was me.
That's weird.
Or in Germany, or I've woken up. You know, I leave the TV on all night and listen to news mostly, but I've woken up to see my face and hear my voice, and it's kind of a rude awakening. But I was working in Germany, and I would see myself, but hear somebody else's voice dubbed in German.
So, oh, doubly
the things
weird.
You did back when come back to haunt you.
Tom, can you just, this is Jan Wall, I'm a movie critic and film historian. I love Hollywood history. Can you just give us the name of a couple of people you've worked with who blew you away with their talent as actors?
Well, my favorite actor of all time that I've worked with is Al Pacino, who I've worked with many times. I did a play with him back in 1970 and have friends with him ever since. And I love him because he loves acting. He's so passionate. That's all he cares about. He doesn't care about houses or cars or clothing or food. Mm-hmm. He just loves acting, and it shows.
Let's talk about this film, because it's a, you know, the Iowa cornfields and the sort of the prodigal daughter. How did you find this script when you first read it?
Well, it began with Anna Frederick. I was good friends with her ex-husband, Henry Jaglom, who's a longtime filmmaker, and she made about a half a dozen films with Henry. And Tana, every New Year's Eve party, would say, "You're going to play my grandfather in Iowa." And, you know, you get that a lot in Hollywood. You're going to be in my next film. I'm going to work with you someday. So I would shake my head and say, "Great." And all of a sudden, the movie was going to be made, and I was in for it, whatever it was. I didn't even know about the script for sure, but I liked Ron Vignon, the director, and I liked Tana, and Iowa is where my dad came from, and I used to spend summers there, so I jumped in and really got to know more about the script and the character once I got there.
Did you film in Iowa?
Yes. Yes, we filmed near Mason City, Forest City.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. River City and the Music Man, Mason City.
Yes, and yeah. My dad's from Sioux City, which is not nearby, but part of...
My husband's from a town of 250 people called Grafton, Iowa, and it's right near Mason City.
Oh, I see. Yeah, my dad actually is from Iowa, between Omaha and Sioux City. So I'd spend summers there, and I'd go around the state, and I spent some time near Mason City, so it felt like home.
Yeah.
Do you? How did this film turn out? I mean, do you? There's no premiere, obviously, in these COVID times. Do you sort of just put this in the can and move on to the next thing, or did you watch Two Ways Home as soon as you could get your hands on it?
No, once I do a small specialty film, it's not about the money. You know, it's about what can you do with this little film to help it get out there, because you don't have a big studio backing its distribution. I once made a movie, Eddie Olmos and I made the first movie ever to come out of the Sundance Institute, The Ballad of Gregorio Cortez. We spent 2.5 years with that movie. So you kind of live with this thing, as we will with this movie now, and nurture it as far as we can take it.
Do you ever find yourself in an airport and somebody says, "Hey, weren't you the gas station attendant in The Hills Have Eyes?" And you're like, yeah. What do you get recognized for?
They come up behind me sometimes and they'll quote a line from a movie, like from Die Hard. They'll say, "I'll be damned if I'm going to clean up this mess," which is a famous line from Die Hard 2. And so I hear my lines being quoted back to me in strange places.
Mm. Aside from COVID and the technology, what is the one way, because you've been in the business a long time, what's the one way that you've seen the business change?
Oh, in every possible way, because when I came in and up until 10 years ago, the studios owned who they were, and mm-hmm. they made the artistic choices. Now they're corporate owned. So
right.
all the choices are much different than they used to be. Mm-hmm. And it's become mm-hmm. tougher for character actors.
In what way?
Well, if you don't have a huge profile, if you're not mm-hmm. bankable, if you're not the person that greenlights a movie, it's tough to even get a job because stars mm-hmm. of yesterday are still looking for work, and they're doing the roles I used to do.
Well, the good thing is that Tom Boer, our guest, is the co-star of a brand new film just out from Gravitas Features. You can see it video on demand, starring and also produced by Tana Fedrick, and it's called Two Ways Home. Tom, thank you so much for being on the show. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you,
Tom. Thank you very much. I've become a fan of the station since I've discovered it.
Thank you so much. You. And Jan, we'll take a break. We'll talk a little bit more recommendations on the other side.
Yay. Uh-huh.
Great. Come on back on Sports Byline, y'all.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Couple minutes left with Jan Wall. Jan, what do you got recommendation-wise?
Well, I know this is a bit unorthodox, but this is the year that I started my own YouTube channel. And it's really fun. I do about 8 minutes of... I've done four of them so far. I'm going to do another one tomorrow. If you just go into YouTube and do Jan Wall Showbiz, it's totally fun. I do it on my balcony, you know, overlooking the water. And I really have a great time talking about new things on, new video, new movies, memorabilia, classics. It's just a blast. I have a lot of fun. So go to YouTube and go to Jan Wall Showbiz and you'll see it. It's short but fun.
Very cool. I wanted to ask you this because you are the Hollywood historian. You love it.
Yeah, I do. I truly do.
I heard about a fight that happened between Douglas Fairbanks Jr. and John Huston over Olivia de Havilland.
Wow.
They had a fist fight over her. Mm-hmm. She just passed away in July. She was 104 years old.
God bless her. Yeah.
Where do you rank Olivia de Havilland in the annals of Hollywood royalty?
Oh, pretty high up. Pretty high up. She did some amazing films. I mean, most people think of her, of course, in Melanie and Gone with the Wind. But she, you know, won Oscars. She was amazing in The Snake Pit as a woman losing her mind, and, you know, The Heiress, and she did all these great films. She was a good, important actress. The thing is, she moved to Europe, and she lived there in Paris for the last 25 years of her life. So she got out of the Hollywood scene. She did make some movies when she was older, but she was very important. And I love stories about the men of Hollywood beating each other up. I mean, you hear an awful lot about that. My favorite thing about, I mean, aside from how good she was as an actress, is I hope she slept with Errol Flynn. I just hope that. I do. I hope that.
Didn't she live in Saratoga for a while down the peninsula?
Well, that could have been Joan Fontaine, her sister, too. Her sister lived in Carmel. And of all the interviews I've ever done with any woman in the business, Joan Fontaine was my favorite because she was nasty, plus being a lady at the same time. But she and Olivia were definitely in a famous feud their entire lives.
Nobody knows Hollywood like Jan Wall. Well, check out Jan Wall Showbiz on YouTube. Watch it and subscribe to her channel. Jan, Happy New Year, buddy. Cindy. Thanks for everything
happy
you've done.
Happy New Year. Thanks for making this such a good year for me.
All right. Awesome. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.